iRockRadio.me. It is Jay Hunter. We are in the bowels of the Chameleon Club getting ready for the big show with Devour the Day. So, of course, this is pre-recorded by the time you're hearing this, but I'm here with Blake, the singer and one of the founding members of Devour the Day. How's the tour been going so far?
Good, man. We've had a lot of fun. This is we've got some big stuff lined up for this summer with the festivals. We've got Northern Invasion and Rockville and Open Air Festival, and the rest we're just gonna scatter with a lot of club shows like this one, and you know, get to spend some time face to face with the peoples.
I know a lot of bands, they'll say, you know, we kind of like both for different reasons, but do you have a preference between doing the festivals and getting out there in front of a new crowd, or just being more personal one-on-one and touching the clubs?
Festivals are great because there's so many people and you're outdoors, and you know, you play during the day and then you get to watch all your favorite bands for us, you know, and there's just much more of a relaxed environment at those kinds of things, which is crazy because there's so many bands. But you get on stage, you play, and then you're done for the rest of the day, or your show's later on that night, you don't have anything to worry about. At a place like this, you know, you sound check and you spend most of the day, you know, waiting to play, and there's not much to do and other than like what's, you know, within walking distance of the venue. But on the other side of things, you get to spend much more time tuning in your sound and for the day, and spending time face to face with your friends, and then
you get to hang out and meet people like me.
Yeah, which was a big part of this. So,
so out of the bands that you've been playing with in the different festivals, you know, doing those in between the club gigs, who were some of your favorite bands or best stories that you can think of as far as on the road?
Favorite bands to play with? Well, you'll see them tomorrow. Hell yeah, it was really cool because we got to meet Vinnie Paul, which, you know, personal hero. So I'm pretty sure I made a fool out of myself every time that I talked to him because I was so starstruck. But, you know, I'm sure he's used to that. But we did a great tour with In This Moment. We did a great tour with Seven Dust. That was a big piece of my history. And this is going to sound a little weird considering the genre in you, but we did a tour with Candlebox, and that was Kevin Martin's one of the biggest, you know, to me when I was growing up. He was a rock star, you know. That was like, yeah. He's the coolest person on the planet when I was a kid. And I loved their music. In fact, the first song that I ever requested at radio was a Candlebox song. And I told him that, of course, and he was like, oh, that's cool, man. And we got up on stage and we did a song together once. And, you know, he's a very, very, very down-to-earth kind of rootsy person. And I think that, you know, I would love to tour with him again, but, you know, we'll see.
So now you and Joey put together the band from a previous band that you had.
Egypt Central.
You did a lot of stuff with them. So when this band came together, was it already something in the works that you guys got the deal on the tours right away? Or was that something that just kind of fell into place?
Technically, it was already in the works because we were writing for the next Egypt Central record when we found out that we were no longer going to be touring as Egypt Central for quite a while. And when that news came in, Joey and I were devastated because we thought our careers were over. We thought, oh, the band's over, that's it. But, you know, I think that there's something to learn from the fact that even though something, one door might shut, you know, another door obviously opens. And this record that we just released has a lot to do with this kind of process where you go through something and it seems like the end of the world, but when you're finished with it, you have sown the seeds for something completely different and something that makes you a better person. And we feel like this is who we really are as musicians, and this represents us very well, and we're very comfortable playing these songs, and I think that we're very proud of it too. So the destruction of the last band gave life to this band, and it was the saving grace because we, you know, without this, who knows what we would be doing. And I mean, you know, we might have continued on or whatever, but I'd probably be a really unhappy person. So I'm glad that this has come to be, and You know, if you would have asked me, if you had asked me when it was happening, I would have told you that it was the end of the world. But now I appreciate what happened, and I can, and even though it was painful and it was terrifying, and we had to work really, really hard to get here, I'm glad that we did.
As far as the new single, Lightning in the Sky, incredible song, very deep. Can you give us a little bit of an insight as to, you know, what inspired that?
Lightning in the Sky, specifically, is Joey and I, we had women in our lives that were, that destroyed us. That were, they literally sucked the life right out of us. And it was, and we both had feelings the same way towards these girls. And we were trying to bring attention not to just the fact that said women destroyed us or they ruined our lives, but the fact that the moments when it happened, the reason why they had such a great impact is because we cared for them so much. And it makes the comparison in as if being struck by lightning, how yes, it completely destroys, it burns you up, you're dead, you're burnt, you're toast, but you had something that it's a once in a lifetime chance. The chance of getting struck by lightning is so small, you know. Even if you're walking around with, you know, an antenna in the middle of a golf course and during a thunderstorm, whatever. But that is, we were comparing how the effect that it has on you changes you forever. And the effect that, even if it destroys you, you still appreciate the moment that you had, because it was almost like even if that brief moment was amazing. And these women, it's the worst thing in the world to me is to have that kind of opportunity, and then for them to take it away from you, it leaves you empty. The song is about that moment, but still you appreciate the fact that you had that singular opportunity.
All right, let's take a listen to it right now. It's Lightning in the Sky, Devour the Day on iRockRadio.me.